Maryland's news now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
In case you don't know where you are or what you're doing, there will soon be a new app to figure all of that out for you. Your smartphone becomes your eyes and your ears and maybe even a little bit of your diary. Andy Hickles, the CEO of ARO, that's a company, and he joins us now to talk more about it. Andy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for the time. It's really a pleasure.
Oh, sure. It is ARO, right? Not RO.
No, it's ARO.
Okay, excellent. And you are coming out with a new app called Saga.
Yep.
Which, when I read about it, it sounds like so much more than just an app.
You know, we think that the future of smartphones lies in, you know, understanding yourself. And so we aim to try to use the sensors that are in your smartphones to be a beautiful diary that writes itself.
Oh, this is sounding a little bit like it could be my psychologist, too.
Yeah, you know, the idea is that, you know, what did Socrates say? You know, the unexamined life is not worth living. Well, your smartphone is a really great tool to be able to start understanding, you know, the ins and outs of your day and how you could make yourself slightly more awesome.
Okay, so there are people who obviously put everything into their smartphones, and their smartphones tell them already where they are, but they have to input this.
Right.
The beauty of Saga and what you hope that people will be drawn to it is because it does this all for you. There's no, you don't have to do anything.
It's completely automatic, right? That's the story for us, is that, you know, the smartphone is really smart. It can know what you do, whether you're doing something interesting like going to Disneyland or you're just stuck in your kind of humdrum kind of in day in, day out kind of routine.
Okay, so what's the point?
Well, you know, I think part of it, initially, it's about that kind of knowing yourself and getting in touch with that data that, you know, the smartphone manufacturers have, the Googles and the Microsofts in the world have. And so getting in touch and knowing a little bit about actually how do you spend your time. But the next step going forward is really taking that data and you putting it to good use. Is, you know, understanding what alternative, you know, is there an alternative route that I could take to work? Is there something else that I could be doing that would allow me to, you know, to kind of make more of my time or spend more time with
my
family?
Andy, can you give us sort of a real application? You know, Joe Smith has his Saga app and it does X, Y, and Z for him in the course of a couple of hours.
I think that the killer example is when you're out of town, right? I mean, I fly into Baltimore and I'm there at 11 o'clock at night and I'm stuck at the hotel and I'm a vegetarian and, you know, what's the best place for me to go eat, you know, other than the hotel bar? And, you know, something like Saga will know that you're a vegetarian and know that you're, you know, you don't necessarily eat at McDonald's, and it'll give you three options for what you need to do at 11 o'clock at night.
So is this sort of like Siri looking out for you more?
Yeah, you know, it's the flip side of Siri, where Siri is you have to hit the button and tell it exactly what you want. This is the kind of not necessarily wish fulfillment. It's anticipatory. It's, hey, I'll hit that button, and before you ask me, before you tell me anything, I'll tell you the three things that you really need to know and how to get them. And so it's kind of like having the genie in the bottle inside your smartphone.
Okay, so my next question, I'm sure you've heard it a lot. What happens with this information?
We are completely committed to safeguarding this data. That data is absolutely yours. And we believe that, you know, there's not a business to be had in terms of selling that data. And so we believe it's a sacred trust. So we'll hang on to that data as long as you'll entrust us with it. And if you decide that the app's no longer for you, just tell us and we'll delete the data. And we won't just delete the data from our servers. We'll delete it from every other kind of, you know, artifact or model that we build that touches your data. So it'll be like you never participated with our company.
Do we pay for Saga monthly, a one-time fee?
No, it's free right now. So we believe that, you know, we're really...
So how are you making money?
Well, that's the story. It's for us, it's you know, there are lots of companies out there who are trying to help you. And so whether that's a recommendation or that's a weather forecast or everything in between. And so if we can hook up somebody who's looking for information with somebody who actually provides killer information, we feel like we can be the middleman of that.
And you think it might be coming out the end of summer, early fall?
We're actually out in the App Store and in the Android Marketplace right now.
All right. Looking for Saga. Thank you so much for joining us. Andy Hickel, CEO of ARO.